Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, the podcast for all your Big Noisy Bug movie needs. Still kind of working on that name. It's a little long, unless you're German, in which case it probably seems a little short. Every word in German is like 50 syllables. My name is Pete Pollack, and this is week one of the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. And before I get too far ahead of myself, I'm going to wait for the music to end here. I just like rocking out. Yes, that's it. I don't know why I find the end of the music distracting. The middle of the music isn't distracting, but the end is distracting to me. I think I just have this weird desire to find a place to sit whenever I hear music end. It must go back to some childhood trauma or something. This week is week one, brand new podcast, brand new concept. We're looking at the movie Wings, which is the Academy Award winning Best Picture in 1927. So I'm a little behind the times, but my goal is to catch up. Every week I will review the next in the sequence Best Picture winner. So next week will be 28. And then I calculate that the project will end on May 4th, 2011. So we all have something to look forward to. And when that happens, if I'm still doing it and I'm still interested, I'll find some other goofy project to throw myself into. But for now, that's what I'm doing. And if you want to write to me, if you have any comments on the podcast, I'd love to hear them. You can write to me at movies@bignoisybug.com. I can't make it any easier than that. Well, somebody probably could, but I can't. So those are my limitations. The movie Wings is the only silent movie ever to win Best Picture for the Academy Awards. And so that may put some people off right there. I understand that some people may not want to watch a silent movie or at least sit through a 2 hour and 20 minute silent movie, and that's cool. But I'll tell you something, it's actually a pretty good film. I had never really heard of it before a couple of weeks ago when I started working on this concept of mine. And I'll tell you, I was pleasantly surprised with this movie. First, let me give you a little bit of background on the plot. I'm not going to do a lot of academic research on these things because I think that's tremendously boring. Here's what the movie's about. It's about two guys who go off to war to fight in World War I. Of course, they didn't call it World War I because they didn't know that there was going to be a World War II at that time. But they go off and they become pilots and they fight Germans. But the movie starts with this weird love quadrangle with two guys and two girls. Not that kind of a love quadrangle. Okay, it was 1927, so just get a grip on it. There's a rich guy and kind of a middle-class guy, and then there's the small-town girl and the city girl. The city girl is exotic because she comes from a city, and we all know how exotic girls who come from cities are. So she's the exotic one. She has the two guys chasing her, and then the small-town girl is chasing the middle-class guy. And it takes 20 minutes to set all this up. And it really pretty much, it serves as a frame for the movie, but it really doesn't mean anything in the overall scheme of the movie. The next thing you know, the two guys dash off to Europe and they're blowing things out of the sky and they start off hating each other and they become friends and they gain respect and they become roommates and comrades in arms they have their adventures together. And the small town girl, she goes off to France separate from them and drives a truck in some kind of, program with the army, I guess, that they had back then. And she really doesn't interact with the other guys that much. They kind of cross paths in Paris at one point, but they really don't interact. And then the city girl, she basically, when they show her, she's either sitting on a swing or sitting in a car, or I think in one scene she's standing. And that's pretty much what she does in the movie. That's her contribution. But she serves as the reason for the two guys to dislike each other, and then, you know, kind of she's a plot device, really. But she gets a starring credit for that. Hey, you know, you got a good agent? More power to you. As pedestrian as the love story is, the war scenes and the battles, I don't know really what I was expecting when I do know what I was expecting. I was expecting Buck Rogers, Flash Gordon. I was figuring I was going to see airplanes on strings, dancing around, and people being ducking out of the way and of, you know, completely separately filmed airplanes on strings. And it was going to be kind of, you know, I was just going to have to get over that. And it's not that at all. I'll tell you something. 1927, they knew how to make movies. I was very, very impressed. I was blown away by some of these battle scenes. I've seen modern movies that, you know, okay, the film, it's grainy and the quality isn't necessarily there. It's not HD. But the battle scenes, the way they showed them and the way they filmed them were fantastic. I'm not kidding. They were, they follow planes into the ground when they're crashing, you know, out of the sky, death spirals and stuff is blowing up and hitting houses and people are getting shot up. And jumping out of trenches, the whole trench warfare thing. I mean, whoever worked on this, and apparently I did look this up, the director, I guess, actually was in the Army. So he clearly knew what he was talking about and what he was looking at. And it looks great. I obviously wasn't in World War I, but I would imagine that this is a pretty realistic depiction of what World War I looked like. Not so much the plot, but the way they filmed those scenes. And if nothing else, the movie is totally worth seeing just for that, because they really look great. Now, the downside to this movie is there are some slow pots. There are slow pots, but they're not in this movie. There are some slow plot scenes. When they go to Paris, there's a thing where one of the pilots gets drunk and he's all excited because he sees bubbles floating up out of his champagne glass, and then he sees bubbles coming out of the musical instruments and bubbles coming out of the women, bubbles coming out of the furniture. And I gotta tell you, the scene goes on, I'm gonna say, a good 15 minutes too long. You know, 15 minutes past the end of the joke. Kind of like this podcast. But the rest of the movie, the bulk of it, is pretty exciting. And the love scenes, the love story, it really doesn't, I'd like to give it more credit, but it really doesn't do that much except frame around the characters in the movie. Most of the movie is about these two guys flying around in Europe and the adventures and what happens to them. And it is pretty cool. Now, if you don't like silent movies, that's up to you. I knew somebody who claimed that she couldn't watch black and white movies. You know, her loss. But I think if you can get past the silent movie thing, I don't think you're wasting your time checking out this movie. So I was trying to come up with a rating system, you know, because you got to have a rating system. You got the thumbs up, thumbs down thing. You got the 3 stars, 4 stars, 5 stars, whatever. To me, it just makes sense to keep it simple. Buy it, rent it, or, you know, skip it. And I'm going to say rent it. If you're a film buff, buy it. But I'll tell you, good luck trying to buy it. And good luck trying to track down a copy of this at all, to be honest with you. For whatever reason, it's not available on DVD in the U.S. It's available in Asia. And there's a Laserdisc out there and a VHS. And it is findable, but somebody should put this out on DVD and try and get a good print out there for people. Until then, good luck finding it. But if you can find it and you get a chance to watch it, I'm going to say definitely rent this or take the chance to see it when you can. That's my review. I'm Pete Pollack. That's all the time we have this week on the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, the podcast that needs a better name. Send your suggestions or any other comments to movies@bignoisybug.com. Next week, we'll, I didn't write down the name of the movie. How Completely unprofessional of me. Next week, we're looking at whatever the best picture was in 1928. Hopefully, I'll find out before I review it. That would probably be a good idea. So until then, have a good week, and I hope you check back and enjoy the podcast. You can always find it on iTunes, search Big Noisy Bug, or go to bignoisybug.com, click on podcasts. That's it. Have a good week, everybody.